The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, May 8th, 2007, and Presidential Release Number 351. I begin this presidential release with an announcement from Lawson Weaver of Missouri, who tells us of the death of Billy Weaver, who died on the 18th of April. Billy Weaver was a former president of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. She was a good president and a good friend, and I'm sorry to have to tell you of her death. You might keep Lawson Weaver, her husband, in your prayers and Billy Weaver in your prayers. We are coming up to the time of the National Convention. Unless something goes wrong or is so urgent that it needs immediate attention, this is likely to be the last of the presidential releases before the convention that comes up in July. And I have a few things to talk about with respect to the convention. As you know, the March for Independence, the Blindness March for Independence, will be taking place on the opening day of the convention. The opening day of the convention is the 3rd of July. There are activities prior to the opening day of the convention, but the plenary sessions of the convention begin on that day, and we have the March for Independence that morning, starting early so that we can do our march and get into the convention hall by the time we open for business at 9:30 that morning. As of the end of April, well, the first 4 days of May, let's put it like that, from April 30 to May 4, we have been raising money in the March for Independence. During that time, we raised $11,462.50, which is a very good amount for that short a period. We have only 23 days to go until we come to the end of the period for raising funds for the March for Independence. We have 853 marchers who have signed up so far. Now, we're asking that each person who is to march try raising $250 to be a part of the March for Independence. So you have 23 days to get your $250 or more raised. So far, during the time that we have raised money, we have 49 people of the 853 who have raised over $1,000. We have 58 people who have raised over $800. However, we have 493 of our 853 marchers who have not yet raised any funds, and it would be desirable for you to get your money raised as soon as possible. And as I make this presidential release, there are 23 days to the end of the whole thing, and that means you've got to hustle. We are going to put our feet on the street in Atlanta. We are going to be marching for independence. We are going to be marching for the spirit of the blind. We are going to do much to build our Imagination Fund, which funds our national office and which funds our state affiliates and local chapters and divisions. It is desirable to get this done as soon as possible. We are raising more money through this particular effort than we have raised in any participatory effort of the National Federation of the Blind in history. It is time to get busy and raise those dollars for the March for Independence. It's a 5-kilometer march, and it should be one of the grand beginnings of the convention. My colleagues are urging me to wear a T-shirt in the march. My necktie says, "But haven't I provided good service all these years?" They are also urging me to wear a T-shirt at the opening general session, the ceremonies that will happen at the convention. I can't believe they really want me to wear a T-shirt during the time of the convention, especially when my necktie makes a plea that it has done so well for all these years. But in any case, that's what they're saying to me. So I urge you to get your money raised for the March for Independence. I also urge you to do two other things. One of them is to get your pre-registration for the convention. At convention, we every year register people to be a part of the convention. Registration is inexpensive. It costs $20. The banquet is inexpensive also. Although it's twice as much as registration, it costs $40. And yet, if you pre-register, you can get the registration fee down to $15. There's a $5 discount for those who pre-register, and also the banquet has a discount. It's $5 also. That means you can get your banquet fee for $35, or the banquet and registration for a total of $50 if you do it by pre-registering. You can do this online, and I want you to know that I've done it online myself. Some people don't think I know a great lot about the computer, and possibly they're right. I sometimes wonder myself if I know. But I got onto the computer and went to the website of the National Federation of the Blind, and I found that we have in upcoming events the National Convention. And when I went to the National Convention portion of the upcoming events, there was convention pre-registration, and I went in there and I filled out the form and I submitted the form, and lo and behold, not only did I submit it, but I found it on my credit card, so it all worked. If I can do it, you can do it, and you should get your pre-registration in. So far, we have 365 pre-registrations. That is a long, long way from what we need. Get your pre-registrations so that you can get your discount, and also so that you don't have to stand in the long lines that sometimes happen at the convention. Please get them in as soon as possible. Now, I also want to say this to you. If you are coming to the convention, you must get yourself a room at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. The Atlanta Marriott Marquis is our headquarters hotel. It is holding rooms until the 1st of June. After that time, it will no longer hold them. If you get your registration for the room at the Marriott Marquis by June 1st, then you can be in the block of rooms that we have reserved for the convention. If you do not, then the convention hotel will give you a room if it has one available, but it is not obliged to hold rooms in our block of rooms beyond the 1st of June. So please get your room reservations made at the Marriott Marquis in Atlanta as soon as possible. And the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Georgia, our host affiliate for the 2007 convention, is Anil Lewis, and he has an announcement for the presidential release which says, "Members of the NFB of Georgia are preparing a wonderful welcome for members of our Federation family at our upcoming national convention. For last-minute convention planners, the NFB of Georgia has negotiated a 10% discount on the lowest available AirTran Airways fare for transportation from anywhere AirTran flies to attend the NFB National Convention. To take advantage of this special program, contact the AirTran Airways Event Savers Desk at 1-866-683-8368 for reservations. Please provide the Event Savers Coordinator with event code ATL 063007. Also, the NFB of Georgia is making plans for tours that will be offered at the NFB National Convention. For more information on AirTran travel and up-to-date information on tours and costs, call the NFB of Georgia affiliate at 404-371-1000 or check the website at www.nfbga.org. So says Anil Lewis. Now, I also have a convention announcement from Carl Jacobson, who is president of the National Federation of the Blind of New York. It says, would you like to earn an official certification in CPR? The Parents of Blind Children of New York is sponsoring a class where you can do just that. On Saturday, June 30th, 2007, at the Atlanta Marriott, you will have an opportunity to receive the training necessary to earn the Heart Savers card. Dave Gill, a paramedic instructor for the New York City Fire Department, and Maria Garcia, a paramedic with the Fire Department of New York and president of the Parents of Blind Children of New York, will be assisted by volunteers from the Atlanta Fire Department in teaching convention attendees the necessary techniques to save a life. They will cover CPR for adults and children. Anyone from age 12 and older is eligible to participate. The cost is $25 and pre-registration is necessary to assure an adequate number of instructors. Please contact Maria Garcia at 212-222-1705 or by email at pobcny@verizon.net. The maximum number of participants is 30, so register soon. See you in the heart of Atlanta. So says Carl Jacobson. I have an announcement here from Hussam Awad of American Star Travel, who says that if you book your travel to convention through him, or for that matter any other travel, and if you mention that you are a member of the National Federation of the Blind, $5 will be paid to the National Federation of the Blind for each airplane ticket booked. Hussam Awad is a member of the National Federation of the Blind, having been part of the National Federation of the Blind of Massachusetts for some time. To get in touch with Hussam Awad to buy tickets, if you should care to do so that way, you can contact him at www.americanstartravel.net or 508-815-4327. As you know, at last summer's convention, we released for sale the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reading machine. And we will be talking about that, the progress we've made with that machine during the course of the year, and things dealing with future hopes and dreams for that machine at our convention this summer. In the meantime, Jim Gashel, who is the Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives of the National Federation of the Blind, and who has indicated that he will be working with the KNFB Reading Technologies Company to help with the distribution and further development of the machine, would like to tell us about developments with respect to that machine and a dramatic change in the price. Here is Jim Gashel.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. We have some really great news to give you today about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. There are two things. Maybe I'll save the best till last. First of all, we are working with some new software. Those of you who have the reader will like to hear this, and those of you who don't have it yet will realize that the potential is increasing. The reader has been able to read dark text on a light background really pretty well, but now it's reading light text on a dark background, which is really a very good and new feature. Now, this is not on the readers that are out there in the field with people who have purchased them. It's test software yet, and so I approach this sort of like Bill Gates when he gets up in front of an audience and hopes that the computer works fine. But I'm just going to show you today. I have a kernel book here, and I'm just going to snap the picture. It's light letters on a blue background.
Taking picture.
All right, the picture just snapped, and in 20 seconds or so, we should hear the cover
saving
of the
picture.
Book that is in front of the reader.
Preprocessing picture and books, articles and labels mode. Camera is 2 degrees counterclockwise relative to the page. Page 1. Summit. A kernel book. Edited by Mark Moore. End of text.
Okay, and so how about that? Let's read the back side of this book. Let's just see if we can do that. And again, all of the shiny cover and front and back is light letters, white letters actually, on a blue
taking
background.
Picture.
The old software would not have read this. I've taken the second picture now, so it is processing. I tried this with the old software, and it simply says
saving
no text
picture.
Found. So we'll see what this says on the back of a kernel book. How many of you have ever read the back of a kernel book?
Preprocessing picture and book.
If this works
articles
right, you're about
labels
to.
Labels mode. Camera is 1 degree clockwise relative to the page. Page 1. Above photo by Diedrich Jung. Copyright 2001. ISBN 1-885218-24-9. National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Suite 300, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230-4998. End of text.
Okay, so that gives you an idea of what we're now doing with the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader in the software development department. We have other good news. The reader is on a stand, and I have the reader sitting here on this stand. I've been using it on the stand today. We will soon have reading stands available, and it makes it much more convenient to read a book. So stay tuned for announcements about the stand for the reader. And here's the best news of all. We've been so successful with the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader since it first came on the market July 1, 2006, that we're actually able to reduce the price. Not only that, we've realigned the dealer network to be more efficient. Now, the National Federation of the Blind is still selling readers until the first part of July 2007, so you can still get them from the NFB. But we are able to pass some really great savings along to the potential customer. That's you. Readers are now available for a $900 discount below the original commercial price. That means that you can buy a reader today from the National Federation of the Blind for $2,595. That's a wonderful opportunity to get into this technology and to join the many satisfied people who are using the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. I hope you'll consider doing it. It's a wonderful device. I use mine every day. I treat it like my American Express card. I don't leave home without it. The reader is great and getting better. Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and thank you, fellow Federationists.
Today we have visiting us here at the National Center for the Blind, we have the librarians from the Mid-Atlantic segment of the National Library Service System of Libraries in the United States. And that is a very good thing. It is great to be able to welcome the librarians here. I have sent information to state presidents about the challenges that have been made to funding the digital talking book conversion that the National Library Service is pursuing at the moment. And I have urged that our members get a hold of members of Congress to tell them how important it is to fund this particular part of the Library of Congress budget. The Library of Congress budget hearings have been occurring. We have had testimony in the House hearing, and we've attended both the House hearings and the Senate hearing. And we've talked with a number of our senators and members of Congress about the need to fund the Digital Talking Book Program. Now, if you have any questions about getting a hold of members of Congress regarding the Digital Talking Book Program, you may contact John Paré, who has been managing this part of our effort for us. He testified for the first time in Congress the other day on the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped budget that is coming before members of the Congress in the House of Representatives. So he has had his maiden voyage in doing congressional testimony. It is a good thing that we support the budget of the Library of Congress, especially in the time of converting to the digital talking book. We will also be discussing this at the National Convention. Please be there. Since our last presidential release, we have had the Muttering Seminar, and a very good seminar it was, a leadership seminar with a good many leaders who will be helping to lead the Federation into the years and the decades to come. I have also visited the Canadian Federation of the Blind Convention in Victoria. Victoria is on the western edge of Canada, and it was a good visit. I have some other announcements here. One from Lou Ann Blake, who says, "The Blind Voter's Guide for Blind and Visually Impaired People has been prepared as part of the NFB's Non-Visual Election Technology Program. The guide explains why it is important for blind citizens to vote and how to register to vote. It will be available at the 2007 National Convention in the free literature area, in large print, braille, and on audio cassette. The guide is also available for downloading at the NFB website, www.nfb.org. Funding for the Non-Visual Election Technology Project has been provided by the United States Department of Health and Human Services through a Help America Vote Act grant. For additional information, you may contact Lou Ann Blake, our Help America Vote Act project manager, by telephone at 410-659-9314, extension 2221, or by email at ulblake@nfb.org. From Jerry Lazarus, I have a Meet the Blind Month announcement. Now is the time for your chapter to begin making plans for our October Meet the Blind Month activities. The planning process should begin at your meeting this month. Some of the many activities the chapter could plan are: arrange to present the Braille is Beautiful program to a class of students, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or other civic organizations. Contact your local Walmart or Sam's Club to schedule a date for a meet-and-greet event. If a fundraiser is included, be sure to submit a matching grant application form. For further information about Meet the Blind Month or to talk about activities that might be a good thing to pursue, contact Jerry Lazarus at 410-659-9314, extension 2297. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the customary endings. Fred Schroeder of Virginia says, "What do frogs wear in the summertime? Open-toed shoes." Renee West of Baltimore says, "What's brown, wrinkled, and lives in a cathedral? The lunch bag of Notre Dame." Don Morris of Maryland says, "Why did the owl go home? It dawned on him." Or, "What's the cannibal's favorite part of the wedding? Toasting the bride and groom."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.